should ever write. I had a story. For whatever reason, oh, yeah, yeah, I need, yeah, yeah, you meet me there. Between this night of pain and glory,
when it comes to these gatherings. So make sure, if you have not already registered, register. We're going to put the registration link in the chat on Clubhouse and the other platforms. We'll go ahead and put it there as well. But make sure you go ahead and register for the Singles Gathering now. And that gathering will take place on June the 17th. So again, we want to thank you all so much for being here with us. Our subject for today is get in place. Get in place. So Father God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for always bringing breath into our body to allow us to live to see this day, Lord God. A day that we've never seen before and a day that we should never see again. But we thank you right now for what you have placed into Bishop to give to your people, Lord God. We thank you for the teaching and the understanding that we receive from Bishop on today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bishop.
Thank you, E. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And we say, send now prosperity. Hello, everybody. Lottie Dottie and everybody. It is a great day to be alive. Any day above ground zero is a great day to be alive. I don't know about where you are, but it is beautiful here in Detroit today. It is simply beautiful. Oh, 1 second. I'm sorry, Joy. The title of the project is It's All Working. And so you heard Jesus' best day. I'm going to play it again at the end. If you would like to help me promote this, there is a flyer that's on my page. And if you would share it, it's the announcement yesterday. If you would share it on your story or your page to help me get the word out, I need everybody to download it on whatever platform on this Friday. All right. This Friday, it's all working. You'll see a lot of promotion. I'm excited about it. Hello to you all that's on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Clubhouse, and YouTube and X. Grateful for you all. I won't hold you long. I'm going to church at 5. But I don't want to hold you long. Erica said it's beautiful where she's at too. So I know it sounds like she out and about. But I want to talk about get in place. Many of you, if you all would do me a favor, if all of you that are moderators, if you would share. Sharing is caring on all platforms. Sharing is caring. Sharing is caring. So if you would share this. I have a, good to see you, Candace. I have a book, Dr. Paulette. Some of you have the book. It's called Preparing and Positioning for the Right One. And I want to talk a little bit about get in place. Get in place or get back in place. Get in place. You know, it's so easy. It's so easy to get out of place. I won't be long. It's so easy to get. Pastor Antoine, good to see you. It's so easy, Lisa, to get out of place. Life has a way of distracting you. It has a way of having gravitation for you to gravitate and move out of alignment. There's a mighty woman of God. Y'all might know her. She said, you better get in formation. You gotta get in formation. You gotta get in formation. You gotta get in place. Everybody, Anita, good to see you. Everybody has a place. Everybody. Everybody have a cinnamon roll sugar five on TikTok. She said, I've been praying for guidance. Well, maybe you receive guidance through this word. Everybody has a place to be in. And sometimes life be lifing. Jamaica, life will push you out of place. Because one of the things that the enemy wants you to do is not to stay in place. Because when you find your place, your rhythm, I feel like teaching a little bit. When you find your place and you find your rhythm, the enemy does. Has anybody here ever been, love you, Pastor Phillips, I used our text message the Thursday, I think it was, to preach. Yeah, I used your text message, something you said to me on Thursday that I used to preach. Very, very simple. Life, has anybody ever been pushed? Anybody ever been pushed out of place? Anybody ever been life? Start lifing and pushed you. You had a child before you thought you should have, and you felt it pushed you out of place, or maybe it was finances that pushed you out of the lack thereof, or making a bad business deal, or it pushed you out. You just felt it, and then here comes a pink slip. Here comes an untimely death. I was riding down the street, and I'm always, I told y'all this before, I'm always fascinated at people's stories. Pastor Thaddeus. And as I was turning, getting ready to get on expressway, I noticed sitting there on the corner was a man who was homeless. Now there was something different. Yes, he was dirty, but he still had the residue of seeing who he was under all of the dirt. He had a nice beard. He had on dirty clothes, but they look like they had maybe been from another time when he could afford to buy. And I'm always fascinated, how did you get here? And he smiled at me. He didn't ask for a dime. He waved and smiled. And I was on the phone with my daughter, Marlinda. And I think that's what I'm sorry. I said, he's getting ready to get me, because it was just somebody's smile. It was Marlinda. It was somebody's smile that was captivating. And I went in my bag and I pulled out some money. And I say, here, bro. I said, you got a nice beard. And I asked him, I said, what did you do before? Y'all quiet. What did you do before? I didn't want to insult him, neither take his honor and his dignity, because sometimes we can ask people stuff that will make them feel worse, and it looks like you looking down on them. And I really wanted to know, how did you get here? But I asked him, I said, what did you do before now? And he said, I believe it was a journeyman or something of the sort. And he said, you got a nice beard too. And I told Marlinda, the compassion of Jesus Christ, it hit me, and I said, man, I want to go grab him. I said, you here all the time? I want to go get him and take him to my barbershop and let him get a bath and just make over. Because life has a way of getting you out of place. Don't you dare do it. Don't you dare look down on anybody. Because the truth of the matter, all of us, if it had not been for grace, all of us could be that man, that woman sitting on the highway begging just to make it through just one more day. Have you ever, did I ask you, have you ever been knocked out of place? Life was doing good. Life was doing fine. You had more better days than bad days. And then all of a sudden, because it only take it all of a sudden. Our text today is found in the book of Ruth. There's a story about Ruth that compelled me last night to discuss it for these few minutes of our dialogue. And Naomi and her husband, two boys, decided in the midst of a famine to go, first chapter I'm in, to go to another land, another country, because it was better than where they were. They left their place to go to another country. And when they got to Moab, they found two beautiful women that married their sons, Orpah and Ruth. Then all of a sudden, Naomi's husband dies. Ruth and Orpah's husbands die. Hi, Linda. So now Naomi is without a husband and two sons. Ruth is without a husband and a brother-in-law, and Oprah is without a husband and a brother-in-law. All is left. Life has a way of turning. You think that you're running from something, and you're actually running into something. You're running from the famine to live, and then all of a sudden, thank you, Jesus. You know, Pastor Thaddeus, I feel the Holy Spirit right now. All of a sudden, Kimberly Brinkley says, this is right on time. All of a sudden, the wind has been knocked out of you. I can hear you saying that, Pastor Thaddeus. The legs have been pulled, have been knocked out of the table. The chairs are no longer. Things have become discombobulated. Things are no longer like they were. Life has a way. Have you ever had the wind, joy, knocked out of you? Have you ever been discombobulated? Have you ever wondered what's next? Have you ever, ain't nobody saying nothing to me, have you ever wondered what to do? You were running from one thing and you ran. Have you ever been taken out of place? Naomi is already in a strange land, but she hears that there is, yeah, there's bread back in her country. So she tells the girls, even if I got pregnant again, I at my old age, it wouldn't help you, because it would be a long time. So before y'all can marry my sons again, so I'm gonna go back to my country, because there's bread back in the house of bread, and I'm gonna go back and be with my people, and y'all stay here, because truly y'all can find some more husbands. Y'all still young. And the Bible says in the first chapter of Ruth that Naomi gets ready to leave, and Oprah says, Mama dearest, I'm gonna stay here. And they kissed one another, and but Ruth says to Naomi, Mama dearest, I'm going with you. Your God will be my God. Your people will be my people. Your country will be my country. Don't be mad at Oprah because she left. Everybody got their fate. You need to understand, just because it sounds good, it may not be your place. Ruth says, my place is with you. She said, girl, I ain't nowhere in the world, because I can't have another husband for you. I can't have another husband for you. Y'all need to stop making decisions based upon somebody else and what they do. You gotta know, Monique, when God has called you, just because one person goes there, Brandy, don't mean that you go. Blessings and destiny, Pastor Thaddeus, Anita, is not based upon the buddy system. While he can bless both of us, Pastor Thaddeus, we take a different path to blessings. That's why you got to be careful. Is anybody, if I'm helping you today, put a one in the chat. That's why you got to be careful not to follow the leader, because you could end up in out of place when you follow somebody else's destiny. Destiny is funny. Destiny is a place. But destiny is also a personal thing. Ruth said, your God gonna be my God. Your people are gonna be my people. Where you lodge, I lodge. Where you rest, I rest. This is mine. I need to admonish somebody. I need to challenge somebody today. As I'm slow walking this text to tell you, you got to find your place. My place don't look like Carolyn Thomas's. Carolyn Thomas's place don't look like Linda Hatch's place. And Linda's don't look like Joy or Brandy's place. We all got, God has assigned all of us our tribe, our people, our place. You will never receive your blessing in the wrong place. Your blessing has a God, I feel you. Your blessing, Sandy, has a place. And Naomi, when you get out of place, Zion, you won't get. I'm almost under the belief. Are y'all with me? That some people are gonna miss their blessing because God ain't gonna be able to find you in your place. I used to tell my members when the ushers or the choir members would show, I say, you know, there's a Sunday where God is gonna bless all of the ushers and greeters. And the reason why y'all gonna miss it, because you're not in, finish it for me. You're not in place. That there's a day of the choir member. You gotta find your place. Your place. Your I'ma say it, Pastor Thaddeus, your place is your soft spot. It's your, hallelujah. I feel God. Huh? So Naomi is with, Ruth is with Naomi. She goes back with her to her country. Naomi becomes her mentor. Naomi becomes her surrogate. Y'all not saying nothing. Huh? Naomi becomes, everybody needs a mentor in their life. Everybody needs a voice. You would think that because Naomi lost her husband, huh? That you would think because Naomi lost her husband, you would think, hallelujah, that just maybe she wouldn't have nothing in her to give to Ruth. You got to find somebody that's been where you've been. You got to find somebody that has had the struggles that you had. When I was growing up, you used to have people that mentored you, people that spoke into your life, people that said, no, don't do that, don't do, huh? So Naomi became, she prepared her. I ain't gonna be able to get another husband, but I gotta prepare you. Find you somebody that can speak into your life. Find somebody that can talk your language. Not everybody got your language. Not everybody can speak into your life. Not everybody, huh, makes your baby jump, huh? But when you get in place, there's somebody that, y'all not saying nothing. So I'm in the second chapter now of the book of of the book of Ruth. I'm in verse number one. It's where I want to be. I had to slow walk it to get where I needed to be so I could paint the picture. Now Naomi had a relative on her husband's side. A man of standing from the clan of Elimelech, whose name was Boaz. 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 You see, a real mentor, somebody that wants to see you succeed, they're not going to hold on to you for all their life and all of your life. Because a real mentor, somebody that's preparing you for what's next, they know how to let you go and fly. They're not just trying to have you around them so that they can just have somebody to serve them. That a real mentor is not just concerned about your now. A real mentor is not just concerned about getting you healed. A real mentor wants to get you to your next. A real mentor wants to get you to your next place. They don't just want to see you. And Ruth the Moabite said to Naomi, let me go to the fields and pick up the leftovers, the grain behind anyone whose eyes I find favor. You done prepared me, mama. You done got me ready. Now, let me get in. I done prepared for this. Now, watch this, y'all. I'm done. Good to see you, Shonda. Prophetess Nina. Let me get in place. Oh, God, Geneva. Let me see. Some of us spend our whole life preparing Pastor Thaddeus, but we never, amazing, get in place. Huh? It's time, Dr. Paulette, for us to get in formation. Huh? It's time for us to stop talking about it. But it's time for us to get in every day. Huh? Have you noticed that weeks are going by so fast, days and minutes, and the weekend is almost over already, and it just started, and we still trying to get it together. God woke me up in the middle of the night and said, tell 10 people, I don't know who they're going to be. I may need you to identify yourself on these platforms, huh? But I need to tell 10 people. He told me there would be 10 people that I need to tell. Kaylin, huh? Get in place. Who am I talking to? All you got to do is say, I'm the one you talking about. There's 10 people that God told me to tell you. It's time. It's time to devise a plan. It's time to work your plan. It's God is getting ready. Y'all not saying nothing. To do inventory of those that he's assigned. I prophetically speak to your destiny today and tell you that you have the Ruth anointing to get up from where you are. Huh? You have the Ruth anointing. You've been prepared. Now it's time. I see you, Nika, baby. I see you. She said, I'm the one. Huh? I see you. I see you. I see you. Huh? I see y'all. I see y'all. I see you, amazing. I see you, Anita. Huh? Huh? I see you, Catherine. I see you. Huh? I see you, Jamaica. I see you. We want to spend the rest of our life One of the things that I want to point out in this text is that Ruth said, I'm not going to sit around no more. Huh? I got what you poured into me. Huh? You know what makes me proud? It don't make me proud when Erica says every day, Bishop Davis is so consistent. Bishop Davis, this. You know what makes me proud? To see what I do fall on others. You know the problem that most people got with the church? Only the front of the church is the one that sees the manifestation of what's being taught. You know when we really doing something? It's when you can pull up on the parking lot and everybody's car look good because the pastor done taught them. Erica, you ain't saying nothing today. The pastor done taught them how everybody can be blessed. It's a sad indictment that just the leader. Y'all not saying nothing, huh? Not just a church, but a company, huh? They want the employees to have good insurance. They want the employees, they're going to pay for them to go to school, huh? If in fact, y'all not saying nothing, you are a great leader, then your following will exemplify. You will see. Not everybody, but somebody will get what you're trying to pull in. Don't just come here at 3 o'clock every day, spending your time and not get better from it. Ruth said, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go in the field. I'm ready to get in place. I'm ready to get in formation. I'm ready to get in my spot. Huh? Watch this now. She lost her father-in-law. She lost her sister-in-law. She lost her husband. She lost her brother-in-law. Huh? Some people would be stuck right there. Y'all not saying nothing. Huh? I need to talk to the people that are stuck. Huh? You stuck. And still grieving. You stuck and still laminating over what you've been through. You still stuck 20 years ago. She said, I'm not stuck. Y'all not saying nothing. I'm done. You can take it. You can take it. Dr. Paulette, let somebody else, whoever you call, because y'all ain't getting it. Erica! Huh? Some of us will never get in place because we're living off of the past. We're living off of what we've been through. Everybody here that's listening and watching me done been through something. That's right, I say the country, something. Huh? Everybody done been through something. Oh my God, I didn't know who I was talking to. Sorry for your loss, Nika baby. She said, I lost my husband 2 years ago. I got to get unstuck. Let me tell you what your husband would tell you. Live. I don't even know your husband, but I'm going to tell you what he would tell you. He would tell you to live. Y'all not saying nothing here. This thing is real, y'all. Y'all think I'm just talking fun and games, huh? Huh? Your husband would want you to live. Let me say it for the third. Your husband would want you to live. I prophetically speak to you and call you out of that grieving. Huh? Get up from there. Wipe off your tears and get up from there and live. Shatamase. Glory to God. Loss of father-in-law. Loss a brother-in-law, sister-in-law stays behind and lose a husband and says, I'm getting up. I know I'm in another country. I know these ain't my people. But guess what? I'm a work She said, yes, you're absolutely right. I got to live. She said, I don't care if I lost all them people. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. What we need somebody. We need a kinsman redeemer. We need somebody. I gotta find me another. Some of y'all, you're grieving. And I come against the spirit of grief. I come against the spirit of grieving over what you don't have. You're grieving. I don't know, but I got my foot on the devil right now. You're grieving over money. You're grieving over circumstances. You're grieving over the way you were done. You're grieving over a man that didn't treat you right. You're grieving over a man that cheated on you. You're grieving because you are, y'all not saying nothing. You're grieving because you're single. You're grieving because you feel lonely. You're grieving. But I speak, I cut the grieving off by the name of Jesus the Christ. You have no covenant with grief anymore. You have no agreement. Your pity party has been canceled in the name of Jesus the Christ. Every spirit, I need somebody to pray. Every matter of fact, for 30 seconds, those that got a voice, begin to pray in the spirit, because the spirit of grief, wipe your eyes. Wipe your tears, get up from there, open those curtains, open it up, let the sun, there's a song by Sonny and Cher, y'all too young, it said the 50 man, whoever it was, let the sun shine in, the sun, the 50 mentions, let the sun shine in, I cut it off, I cut the spirit of grief off, by the power and in the name of Jesus, let the sun shine. In the name of Jesus the Christ. In the name of Jesus the Christ. Get out of that grieving, Anita. Get out of that grieving. Grief ain't nothing but feeling sorry for yourself. Ain't nobody got time to feel sorry for yourself. Get up out of there. Come up out of there. Ruth could have sat there with her mother-in-law. But she says, let me go to the fields. 10 people put it in the chat right now. I'm going to the fields. Somebody put it in there. I'm getting out of this grief. I'm going to the fields. I'm going to work again. Brandy Cross, good to see you. I love you. Huh? I'm going to the fields. I've been prepared. Somebody get out of there and say, I'm going to the fields. I'm going to the fields. I'm going to the fields. She said, I'm getting up and go to the fields. Huh? I got to start somewhere. Somebody put in there. I got to start somewhere. Huh? She said, I'm going to the fields and I'm going to pick up the leftover grain behind anyone whose eyes I find favor. Woo, that's loaded. Dr. Paulette. Huh? Y'all not saying it. She said, I'm going to the fields. I'm not trying to get in front, but I'm John Middleton. She said, I'm going to the fields and I'm going to pick up leftovers because it got to be better than sitting here. I done sat here long enough. I done grieved over it long enough, Chad. Huh? The leftovers look better than sitting here grieving over my husband, my father-in-law, a man that don't want, y'all ain't there. Hey, I'm going to the fields. Going to the fields. I'm going to find somebody that finds favor in me. Huh? I'm not worried about who don't want me. Huh? I'm going to find somebody. I'm going to find somebody. I'm going to get the leftovers. See, she couldn't go right in there and harvest because it wasn't hers. You can't get a harvest where you ain't planted. Dr. Paulette, take the mic, please. Because I just said, see, we trying to get harvest and we ain't putting nothing in the ground. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Uh-oh. I said, she said, I'm going to get leftovers because what they would do, they would pick up and throw some back. God Almighty, they would pick up the harvest. Prophetess Nina, you finish it tonight. I need somebody to put, they would pick it up, throw it over their shoulder, and whoever was behind would pick up the leftovers. Huh? Huh? Y'all ever went to quarantine cornfields? Huh? We trying to reap where we ain't sowed. She knew it wasn't her right. Huh? It was against the law. She said, I'ma work behind those. If you don't have my book, Preparing a Position from the Right One, that's what this book is about. And Naomi says to her, go ahead, my daughter. Go ahead, my daughter. So she went out, entered the field, and she began to glean. That's what it's called. It's called gleaning. Huh? It's called gleaning. She gleaned. You got to glean before you can reap. Y'all, gleaning means you catching something from somebody. Huh? Yeah, that's what you're doing right now. I'm sowing the word. Good God Almighty, Chad. I didn't feel it at first. I had to go get me a smoothie with some strawberries and banana and peanut butter for some man. But I feel it now, huh? She gleaned. She went and gleaned in the field. You gleaning right now. You catching something from me. Y'all not saying nothing. God Almighty. God Almighty, I'm coming. You catching something from me. I'm back. You catching something from me. When a person sows into your life, huh? You gleaning from them. That's what you do every day you come in. That's what you do when you go to the midnight cry, huh? You gleaning. She gleaned behind the reaper, the harvesters. People that received the harvest was known as harvesters. Watch this. Because she got information. Sandy, I'm done. I'm going to let y'all go enjoy the weather. Because she got information, Joy. When you get in place. Because she got in place. Let me show you what happens when you get in place. Let me show you what happened when you come out of grief and start putting your makeup on. Let me show you what happened when you get dressed up, brothers. Let me show you what happened when you stop complaining about being single. Let me show you what happened when you stop thinking that a man gonna show up at your house and bust your door down and bust your garage down and sit right next to you and say, you my husband. This is the year, y'all not saying nothing, huh? That you find your boo. I ain't lost it, huh? That's why you gotta register for the gathering June 17th. This is the year. You can't sit there. She said, I'm going to the field. Y'all not saying nothing. Huh? And as it turned out, huh? I'm going for a dinner for one. I'm going to Ruth Chris and sit on the side. I'm going to the best steakhouse in the place. I'm saving up and I'm going to sit right there. Because as it turned out, y'all not saying nothing, huh? I'm going to stop grieving over what I can't have no more. I'm going to stop grieving over what I can't control. Put some of that on. I'm moving on. Moving on. I'm moving on. Hey. Huh? As it turned out, watch this. She was working in a field, belonging to Boaz. Huh? She got in the right place at the right time. Huh? As it turned out, I'm done, y'all. God bless y'all. Huh? 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 2024. As it turned out, huh? You getting ready to get in the right field, but you got to get in formation. But you got to get in right place, huh? Right place, right time. Right place, right blessing. Nina, you remember I used to get up and preach and say that every time? Touch your neighbor, tell them I'm in the right place, the right time, huh? Right place, right time. Right place, right miracle. Right place, right blessing. Right place, right Boaz. I'm in the right field. in place, the mourning period is over. Weeping may endure for a night. I'm done. Joy come in the morning. She said, I got to go to the field and find somebody with favor. As it turned out, she was working in the field of Boaz's, who was from the clan of Elimelech. Elimelech was Naomi's husband. Huh? She got in place. Just then, God Almighty, I didn't know you were still here, Pastor Daddy. Just then, Boaz arrived from Bethlehem. Y'all not saying the seed today is $24 or $48. Huh? The seed today is just $24. Saturday, unless God says something different, huh? I ask you to sow a $24 seed. You're sowing into the year. Huh? Sow into your harvest for 2024. This is the second quarter. Sow your seed of 24 or 48. Huh? Sow your seed. Huh? Bishop, I was ready to sow a long time ago. I got to wait till it's dropped. All right? Dr. Paulette, when it's good, she'll put the giving information ahead of time. Huh? Huh? Sow into this year. Huh? $GregDavis10. $GregDavis10. She got into the right field. And when you get in place, y'all not saying nothing. And it's the right place at the right time. And God told you to stop sitting where you're sitting. She gleaning. And just as Boaz arrived from Bethlehem and greeted the harvesters, he said, the Lord be with you. The Lord bless you, they answered. I like that kind of carrying on. Huh? Watch this. Boaz asked one of the overseers of his harvesters, who that? Who that over there? Who that young woman belong to? Who she for? Huh? Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, when you get in place, destiny will collide with purpose. Huh? When you get in place, let me say it again because it sounded good to me. Huh? Destiny, thank you, Erica, will collide with purpose. Who is she? Where she come from? Huh? Who she belong to? Huh? She already had a reputation. Come here, ladies. You don't wait for a man to give you a reputation. You don't wait for a man to work your stuff. Huh? She already was known, because the text says she's that Moabite who came back with Naomi from Moab. Huh? That's it, Erica. Build your own credibility. Erica be preaching with me. Huh? Build your own credibility, brothers, sisters. You don't need nobody. You come 100. Ain't no such thing as 50-50. I'm bringing 50% of me and 50% of you. No, I'm bringing my 100 game. You ain't waiting for nobody. Huh? That's the one that came back with Ruth. She'd been taking care of Naomi. Ruth came back. She'd been taking care of Naomi. Hmm? Verse 7, she came and said, let me glean behind the harvesters. And she came into the field and she remained here from morning till now, except for a short rest in the shelter. So Boaz said to Ruth, here we go, ladies. Huh? Just get in place. Just get in place. Just get in place. Where my 10 people at? Just get in place. Huh? You ain't got to do nothing extra. Just get in place. Huh? Just get in place. Just find your place. And if you got out of place, get back in place. Boaz said to Ruth, "My daughter, listen to me. Don't go and glean in another field. Don't go away from here, because this your place." Huh? Freya! Joy, come get me. He said, don't go in another field and glean. This is your place. This is the place of favor. She asked for somebody to give her favor and grace. And she found her place. When you find your place, there'll be no struggle. When you find your place, there'll be no struggle. When you find your place, there'll be no struggle. Hear ye the word of the Lord. When you find your place, there'll be no struggle. When you find your place, there'll be no turmoil. When you find your place, there'll be no struggle, love. When you find your place, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and add no. When you find your place, things will just work out. Stay here with the women and work for me. Watch the field where the men are harvesting and follow alone after the women. I have told the men not to touch you. Not only did she find favor, not only did she find a place. Come in, y'all, because he'll be your priest, your provider, and your protector. Y'all not saying nothing. She found a place. He said, I'm going to tell the men, don't touch you. I'm here to protect you. I feel the Holy Ghost. When you find your place, Shadamasi, huh? When you find your place, I told the men not to lay a hand on you. And whenever you are thirsty, go and get drink from water, from a water jars, and the man have filled it. At this, she bowed down with her face to the ground. She asked him, why have I found favor in your eyes that you notice me a foreigner? Boaz replied, I've been told. This is my favorite part. I've been told all about what you've done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband. How you left your father and mother and your homeland and came to live with people you did not even know before. May the Lord repay you. Y'all, I'm about to have a fit in here, Frager. I'm about to shout out of my hat, huh? May the Lord repay you for what you've done. May you richly be rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge. And may I continue to find favor in your eyes, my Lord, she said. You have put me at ease by speaking kindly. The right one will put you in ease, at ease. The right place, getting in place, will put you at ease. I feel the Holy Spirit. When it's the right one, there'll be no struggle. I told y'all this is the year. That's why I'm having these quarterly meetings. I'm not trying to plug right now. That's why I'm having these quarterly meetings. You got to get ready and you got to get in place. What's $20 to register so that you can be fed and you can glean? She said, no, I do not have the standing of one of your servants. Watch this, y'all. Y'all ready for the next point? I'm done. You're sowing that $24. Some of you need to double that seed. $Greg Davis 10. $Greg Davis 10. $Greg Davis 10. 10 $GregDavis10. Get the seed in the ground now. Thank you, Joanne. $GregSoul. Thank you, Dr. Paulette. Boaz said to him in verse 14, at mealtime, come over here. Sit with the reapers. Get some bread. Dip it in the wine vinegar. When she sat down, she sat with the reapers. I'm done, y'all. When you in place, when you in formation, are y'all listening to me? Are y'all listening to me? Hallelujah. I'm back. When you in place, you'll find protection. You'll find your place. You'll find your tribe. Huh? You'll be protected. He'll be your priest. Are y'all listening to me? All this is in this text. He began to speak over her life as her priest. He told her, the men will not mess with you. Protector. Y'all not saying nothing. Priest, provider, protector. He said, at mealtime, you'll sit with the reapers. Huh? I'm going to provide, make sure you have food and water and wine and vinegar. But lastly, the right one, when you get in place, the right place, Lord have mercy. I can't believe y'all ain't here. Where y'all at? Y'all ain't saying nothing. Kimberly, the right one will change your position. Huh? But you got to get in place. Chat, the right one will change your... He said, you ain't sitting with the gleaners, baby, at dinner time. You sitting with the reapers. Huh? As she got up to glean, Boaz gave orders to his men, let her gather among the sheaves and don't reprimand her. Even pull out some stalks for her from the bundles and leave them for her to pick up. And don't rebuke her. He set her up. Huh? When you in place, when you in formation, huh? He set up. He said, hey y'all, leave some bundles so that she won't even have to struggle. If you got a struggle, then you might as well struggle by yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, my time has expired, but get in place. Get in place. Get in place. Get in place. Get in formation. Get in place and stay in place. Find your place. In your place, you'll find protection. In your place, you'll find provision. In your place, you'll find grace and favor. In your place, you'll find somebody to care for you. And the Bible says she carried it back to town. No. So Ruth gleaned in the field until evening. Then she threshed barley she had gathered, and it amounted to about an ephah, and she carried it back to town. And her mother-in-law saw how much she gathered, and Ruth also brought out and gave her what she had left over after she had eaten enough. when you get in place, not only you be blessed, but everybody around you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, get in place. You ain't waiting to get in place. Get in place. Oh, so you've been through that, and you've been through this, and you've been through that. This girl lost her father-in-law, her husband, her brother-in-law, her sister-in-law. And she got over the grief as if it never happened. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So what's your problem? I say, what's your problem? Why can't you get in place? Don't tell me what, I know what you've been through this year. I know what you've been through already this quarter, the first quarter. But I need you to find your place. There are three more of you that are going to sell that $48. There are three more of you. The Spirit of the Lord spoke to you. There's two of you on TikTok. $ Greg Davis 10. $ Greg Davis 10. I need 10 people to put in the chat right now. I'm getting in place. When you move places, when you get in places that you're not supposed to be, thank you, Linda, Joanne, I mean, when you get out of place, you don't have the same favor that you had, because sometimes your place is the place of favor. It ain't always going to be easy. It ain't always going to be, but find your place. You know what you've been called to do. Find your place. Find your place. Put it in the chat right now. I'm getting back in place. You're sowing at $ Greg Davis 10. $ Greg Davis 10. PayPal, contact gregdavis@gmail.com. Give LaFi, Greg Davis Ministries. Zelle, Greg Davis @gmail.com. That floods my soul. Venmo. $ at Greg Davis 1. The Lord bless y'all. Father, we love you. Father, we thank you. We adore you. We thank you. Those of you that are on Instagram, the Lord bless you. Have a great day. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah.
I grew up off the music of Reverend James Cleveland. Been a part of the Gospel Music Workshop for over 40-something years. Today we pay tribute to him. One of my favorite songs. I grew up off the music of Reverend James Cleveland. Been a part of the Gospel Music Workshop for over 40-something years. Today we pay tribute to him. One of my favorite songs. Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. The famous Peggy James, Brother Desmond sing it.
Coming out this Friday, y'all, my new EP, 5 songs entitled, ooh, it's not entitled, Jesus Best Thing, but it's coming out, it's all working this Friday, it's all working, and Jesus is the best thing. I wanted to honor the Reverend James Cleveland. This Friday, wherever you can download music, I need y'all to support me. The 19th, the flyer is on my page. You want to take it and repost it, make sure you tag me. But this Friday is the date of, I've been telling y'all about, been working on it and working on it, working on it, working on it. Well, it's coming out. Thank you, Ms. Frager. I appreciate you. It's coming out. this Friday. Let me play one more thing. Let me play one more thing. And then we go. Y'all can give.
God made it fail. He made it fail. Everything that the devil tried, God made it fail. He made it fail. He made it fail. He made it fail. Everything that the devil tried, God made it fail. Come on, put them hands together. We can do too much. We have to stay in for over 2.5 years. Come on. God made it fail. He made it fail. Everything that the devil tried, God made it fail. He made it fail.
God made it fail. He
This coming Friday, I need all of y'all that's putting all that fire in there. I need y'all to go wherever you buy your music from. And I need you to get the whole EP. It's an album, but it's short for, you know, because it's only 5 songs on it. It's All Working. That's the name of it. It's All Working. Y'all like it? Y'all like it? All right. I'm going to let y'all go. I appreciate all of you that gave the flyer. I just put the flyer in the chat. The flyer's in the chat. And you can grab it from Instagram. All right. Anybody got anything to say before we go? Anybody? All right, we're going to go with God. Tonight at midnight is the midnight cry. Love you too, Erica. The midnight cry, love all of you. The flyer, Linda, for the release of the new CD, it's in my Instagram. I'm sorry, I couldn't put it there. But let me see. I might be able to put it in. No. Just go to my Instagram and you can pull the flyer and repost it. Make sure you tag me, all right? Okay? It got a little piece of the music on the flyer. Love y'all. Grace and peace be unto you. Get in place. Don't forget to sow your seed today of $24, $48. Grateful for you too, Anita, all of you. Love you tonight. The Midnight Cry with Prophetess Nina at midnight, 7 days a week. Let's tune in. I'm there every night. It was amazing, amazing last night. Pastor Thaddeus and his rooms. Everybody that has their own rooms. If you want to announce it, you can announce anything you want to announce right now. Open your mic and make announcements if you like to. All right, we're going. Go with God, everybody. We out of here. Go with God. Peace.